This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Win their first NBA title just moments ago. I-95, a portion of it collapses in Philadelphia. It's a disaster for so many who travel through a main artery. And security very, very tight in Miami. Why? We're going to talk about it. Hope you had a great weekend as we swing into another week here on this show. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us. I'll tell you what, who is hanging around who? Lots of law enforcement as they're getting ready for the former president's arraignment, worried that there could be perhaps a possible turn for the worse. The word is the Miami police chief says, look, we're taking this event extremely serious. So the former president has been charged with 37 counts related to his handling of classified documents after leaving office. The tail end of last week, that was known that there were 37 counts, and the mayor is aware of things that have been on social media about rallying again for the final moment, the final tactic, the final whatever. And he says we're prepared for a variety of crowd sizes. We have the ability to increase our capacity if necessary. We are absolutely ready for this. Trump has said he's innocent. He's going to plead not guilty. And he appears to be encouraging supporters to come to Miami for his court hearing. Writing on social media last week, see you in Miami on Tuesday. It's not really clear how many pro-Trump people might come to Florida, though organizers have said they need buses in the hundreds. Wow. So if that happens, there's going to be a lot of people there, and they're ready for it. There's Homeland Security police officers that are patrolling outside the Wilkie Ferguson Jr. U.S. courthouse ahead of what's happening on Tuesday afternoon. The Institute for Strategic Dialogue. Did you know there was such a thing? It's a nonpartisan think tank, and apparently they track and analyze hate speech and disinformation and extremism. They've been analyzing what's out there, and they found that some of the supporters expressed intentions or shared plans to protest in Miami and in New York City, but that there was no indication whatsoever that large-scale mobilization is likely to occur. So again, no signs in the way that they analyze this data saying that that's going to happen. It'll be interesting, to say the least. I mean, of course, security plans weren't disclosed. That's not a surprise. I mean, the U.S. Secret Service, they guard former presidents. They're going to be there as the, he has a detail with him. And there's not a lot of specifics about when he's coming in and out or when any of that is going to happen. But needless to say, he's going to plead. We already know that he's going to plead not guilty. And he must have found some attorney because it's strange. I got a text from someone I know about this that he was scrambling to find somebody to represent him because the former lawyers quit. His former attorneys resigned. They're not part of the group that are going to be there to represent him. So this is kind of that 11-hour action to hire a seasoned trial attorney and someone who can handle what's happening here. There have been disagreements over legal strategy, and I guess that kind of hindered the search for new defense attorneys. At least this is some of what's been out there. How much that means, I don't know. But obviously, there's someone that's going to be there that's going to defend him. In other words, do what you would normally do in these situations in an indictment and then move forward from there. I mean, look, there was a prominent Florida defense attorney who was just quoted all over the place, so I heard him during the day. John Sale, his name is. He worked on the Watergate prosecution team and turned down the opportunity to join Trump's defense team last year because he said, look, the pros and cons of representing him are obvious. Without engaging in hyperbole, it's arguably the biggest case in the world. But the cons are illustrated by three of his four lawyers quitting in the last few weeks. And he said he needs a good Florida lawyer with an impeccable reputation who is experienced in this. That's the key, who's experienced in this kind of a situation. So there'll be someone that will represent him, and there are those that I believe he was talking to. But the others pulled out of it and said that they weren't going to be involved with what's happening there. So, I mean, because what's the strategy, right? Obviously, once you have an attorney, you have an attorney-client privilege. And then what is the strategy and the time to come up with that strategy? Not a lot of time if you don't have someone in place. So, needless to say, it's been all about this for the past 4 or 5 days. When I talk about the buzz in the land, this is it, because this is part of what is been woven into the conversation. It's part of what you're hearing. 37 counts. What does that mean? What's going to happen here? What does that mean in the race for president? How long till this whole thing gets played out? Is it going to be sooner or later? In the case of Trump and whoever represents him, I would think they would want the wheels of justice to turn really slowly, because it's either way, it's of no help to him if you had a speedy thing that happened here. A speedy, let's go to this right now, boom, let's go to this and go through it and get that court date. I don't think so. So I think the push would be to slow play it. And that makes more sense for sure. We'll be talking about this, obviously, in the next couple of days, as we have in the days previous to it. But at this point, we're at the stage of another court moment and another moment for the former president. He will be fingerprinted and all the sort of things that happen when you go through an indictment. It shouldn't be made public. They don't usually make those things public. But more of what's in the 37 will be released. And already it is out there. So other things and the interpretations of that, I think, will really tumble out. It will be kind of a cascade of it for sure. All right. We move from that, at least temporarily, to tell you about what's happened on I-95. And, oh, my gosh, just the collapse of that was incredible. And this was a road as a kid. I mean, I took this road to go to Northeast Philadelphia. I can't tell you how many times in my life. They did recover a body from the wreckage of that collapse in Philly. It happened on Sunday morning. A tanker caught fire beneath an underpass, and the guy's name was Nathaniel Moody. He was the truck driver who apparently was trying to jump a curb. Something had happened there, and he was carrying material that just got ignited. So this is a disaster, and they declared it a disaster, the governor of Pennsylvania, on Monday, so they could allow Pennsylvania to use federal funds to rebuild and get access to $7 million in state funds immediately. First thing they have to do is demolish the bridge, this area, in the next 4 to 5 days. It's going to take months for this to get back to normal. Stay with us.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
What a nightmare, the smoke that was billowing all over the place. It's, thank goodness, so lucky that other people weren't killed in that strange fire. He was carrying petroleum products, and he just exploded. The truck exploded and took out just that chunk of a major, major artery, like I said. Meanwhile, the smoke has cleared in another place. Now, we were talking about the wildfire smoke that really wreaked havoc in New York. Philly got some of it. Washington, D.C. got some of it. Down south, certainly in North Carolina, South Carolina, they were getting remnants of it. And parts of the Midwest at some points were getting this, too. I mean, the smoke from the Canadian wildfires just engulfed the East Coast last week. Thank goodness it dissipated. But the wildfires are happening more frequently, and there may be more consequences of these crazy air pollutants that get to the level of almost 500, which is so unheard of. You know, last week it was like, don't go outside. At one point it was, don't go outside. Anybody, don't do strenuous activity. Stay indoors. Because that's the thing. Long-term exposure to wildfire has obviously negative health effects. Ever been near a fire like that? When I was a television reporter, we covered fires. It seemed like in New Mexico, I can't tell you how many times I was standing with a photographer doing a live shot or talking to firemen. Same thing in Santa Barbara when I lived in California. And boy, you start to inhale that, that gets in your lungs. It was pretty bad. I mean, we would, you know, even the firemen would tell me and tell the photographer, get it and get out. You don't want to be hanging around in this. So now imagine that this was happening to people last week and what it can do to your immune system and what that means with all of that particle, that particulate matter, they call it, that are coming into your body, the implications of that if you are constantly hammered by it. You know, that's what happened with the wildfires in California, that asthma really increased during the California wildfires in the areas that it happened and increased and spiked even months after it, especially for younger people, babies and toddlers. And you can imagine, it's like younger or older, really the respiratory system got hammered by this. And this is something, hopefully, that we don't see too much of. This is something that has to be discussed and is being discussed. I mean, what do? You have the Canadian wildfire haze. That was what was in front of all of our monuments. People who never had to think about wildfire, never had to think about it. You're in the city, baby. You're not thinking about that. You had your own things to worry about in the city. The last thing you would ever think is, yes, I'm choking because of wildfire from Canada. And that was happening to people. And that's why eventually the thought was, don't even go out. Doesn't matter if you have any kind of a respiratory problem. You don't want to be in the middle of this because it's bad. It's awful. You don't want to pull this in. In fact, I just saw a report. It was a UN report that projected that extreme wildfires will increase by 30% by 2050. And what we already know now, we've seen the health effects from the smoke exposure. Bad stuff, boy. You do not want to be in the middle of that. Like I said, talk to the Californians about it. I know from my little bit of experience in being up close and personal with wildfires how it all of a sudden overwhelms you, just completely overwhelms you. Ugh. All right, we need something happy to stick in here. So the Denver Nuggets, I said this right at the top, hats off to them. They win their first NBA title. They beat the Heat in five games. A lot of people not giving the underdog the credit that they would get there, but they did. 47 years to win their first championship. And they clinched it. I mean, Jimmy Butler did what he could for the Heat, but in the end, 94-89, and, you know, you had Jokic, who was amazing. He's the Nuggets star, who struggled early with foul trouble in that game, but he finished with 28 points and 16 boards, and that was the kind of player he was. He said afterwards, it was an ugly game. We couldn't make shots, but at the end, we figured out how to defend. So they did it. They won, and now it's about a celebration in Denver. Even their coach, Michael Malone, said all the hard work culminated with us winning a championship. And he said, but I've got news for you. We're not satisfied with one. We want more. I think they should just celebrate this one right now. Right? Celebrate this. Go have your parade. Get the people in Denver excited since they haven't had a chance to celebrate the Nuggets. And then rest and worry about what happens next year. But, you know, here we are in June, and all of a sudden you're going to have training camps that start up again pretty quickly in the NBA. And before you know it, you're into preseason games and then into the regular season. But, you know, good for the Denver Nuggets. It was a team, it was the woulda, coulda, shoulda team, and they did it. I mean, they certainly had superstars on that team, but they were not picked to be the team in the end that was going to hoist the trophy and claim it all in the NBA. I love an underdog story, I do. And this is an underdog story. It is. It's no LeBron on this team, no Jimmy Butler, who they beat with the Miami Heat, no Joel Embiid, who was the MVP, who played for Philadelphia. They were knocked out. and the list of top known names on the tip of your tongue, they weren't there. But Denver would probably disagree and say, are you kidding? Look at our lineup. You're just not paying attention to us. You're just not paying attention. This is perhaps one of the sadder stories I saw on the day. And because I was there maybe 6 months ago, I knew this area. But one person died. There was a tour boat that capsized Monday morning at a place called Lockport Cave. It's a historical underground boat ride in the Erie Canal in upstate New York, in Buffalo, in the Buffalo area. 29 adults and 28 of them were from the Niagara, where they were Niagara County hospitality employees. And the boat can handle like 40 passengers. They're trying to figure out what happened, but at one point the boat became unbalanced and capsized, and it threw everybody into the water. Now, the man who died, they say, probably, they believe, was stuck under the capsized boat. You know, that's always the danger when a boat capsizes. It's like sailboats. That's the thing that you don't want to be, under that sail, under that boat. So people were rescued pretty quickly. I mean, the water is about 6 feet deep, but you can imagine the panic, and they're there in that cave. But it's still a question of, why did the boat capsize? The idea of the imbalanced was put out by somebody that was on the boat, and that could, I could see that happening. And Lockport is about maybe 30, it's a suburb of Buffalo, it's about 30 miles northeast of Buffalo. So then it got people thinking, well, what about the safety of boat tours at tourist destinations? A lot of people take boats. I'm certainly in an area where a lot of people take boats. And, you know, if they think it's dangerous, usually you have to sign some kind of a waiver. But in this case, you would have just gone in and, sat in this boat that they've taken hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of time in this cave. And I don't think they were thinking that, that this was, the people that got on this boat were thinking that, ooh, this is a kind of an iffy situation here. It's not a situation where you would think it would be, but it just shows you how you assume that. And then if somebody gets up or there's a weight transference, that's exactly the kind of thing that turns the boat, that flips the boat, that turns the situation into a much different situation. Coming up, the mailbag, we got this one from Ray Ray, who says, whoa, one of my favorite actors in a motorcycle accident. Tell me what happened. We will next.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News update. The Biden administration initially denied news reports about a secret Chinese spy operation in Cuba, and they're now defending that decision. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
The sensitive nature of this information is such that we just simply couldn't go into more detail.
White House officials have now confirmed China's long-standing intelligence collection facility in Cuba. Former President Trump is now in Miami for his arraignment tomorrow on federal charges. Trump was indicted last week on 37 felony counts related to the mishandling of classified documents. Federal student loan payments, which were paused during the pandemic, will resume in October, according to the Department of Education. The Biden administration previously stated that it would end either 60 days after June 30th or 60 days after the Supreme Court's ruling on the student loan forgiveness program. John Schaefer, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Talk about the mail, please, Malcolm.
All right, we're in the mailbag, and Ray Ray, as I said, asked about, hey, his favorite actors in a motorcycle accident. What happened? It's Treat Williams. Wow, 71. He's a face you would recognize from all kinds of things. I mean, he goes way back. But also in recent times, he's been in a lot of things. I'm trying to think, Chicago Fire, Hawaii Five-O, Blue Bloods, White Collar, The Simpsons. He was on Everwood, if you ever watched that show, The Late Shift, Run, Hide, Run. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on. But he loved his motorcycles. He apparently was in a motorcycle accident and died. And I don't know a lot of the details. I haven't released a lot of the details of it, but that's what happened to him. So dead at the age of 71. He died in Dorset, Vermont. That's where the motorcycle accident happened. And the statement that his family just released is that they're just shocked and bereaved. They
you know, can't believe it, which, is, of course, it would be shocking for anyone in that situation. And they just say to all his fans, know that he appreciated everyone, and please continue to keep him in your heart and your prayers. So, wow. So we move from that to this one from Max, who says, Kate, wow, handicap it for us. What do you think is going to happen in the Trump situation? I think there's going to be people that are going to be outside of the courthouse, but I don't think there's going to be some big firepower thing and arrests and craziness, you know, nothing like we've seen, let's just say, in the past. I don't think that's going to happen. But what do you think happens with Trump himself? Well, yeah, listen, this is going to me, this is probably going to be, I think what he would want and what this new attorney would want would be a slower process because of running for president anyway and just pushing it down the line, You know, it's interesting. He's going to have an address on Tuesday night in New Jersey. So he's going back to Bedminster, New Jersey, after what happens at this arraignment in Miami. And I'll be curious as to what he says then. I mean, look, 31 counts of the 37 relate to the secret or top secret classified documents. But I think what could be big is that he's charged with obstructing justice and conspiracy and concealment and false statements and all of that. So look, over the years, you look at the law, it's been used as a legal tool by the Justice Department to prosecute people ranging the Espionage Act, ranging from, because that's one of the things that's out there, ranging from suspected Soviet spies to famous whistleblowers like Daniel Ellsberg, who leaked the Pentagon Papers, and Edward Snowden, a former intelligence consultant, you know his story, who leaked classified National Security Agency records to reveal the domestic surveillance program. He's in Russia. This is some place we've never been before when we're talking about a former president. And especially the whole Espionage Act thing. What direction does that take? Now, Special Counsel Jack Smith's indictment doesn't allege that he leaked that Trump leaked the top secret information, but it alluded to an instance where he might have boasted about possessing the classified or secret material. So they're not saying he got this and he leaked it all over the place. So there's a difference between some of the people, obviously, that I just mentioned. And he's denying breaking the law, arguing he declassified the records in question and his presidential powers gave him the authority to do that. So the proof, of course, is on the proof was on the prosecutors. And let's see how this plays out. And the key thing, too, that's interesting to me, and I'll just throw this in, is how do Republican voters feel about all of this? And 80% of the GOP say that Trump, this is in a poll, say that Trump should be president even if convicted. This was a CBS poll that came out on Sunday. And the poll showed that 61% of Republican primary voters won't change their view due to the federal indictment that the former president faces. In fact, 14% said it will improve their view of him. Only 7% says it harms their perspective. And, of course, Trump has a large lead among Republican primary voters. 61%. Are you ready for this? To 23% over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And there's no other competitors that are above 4%. It's a sampling, it's a poll, but these polls have said the same thing for the past year. And even throwing this in, same thing. All right, so I think that answers that, Max. Let's move on to Charlie, and Charlie says, Kate, I know you're from Philly. I spent some time in Philadelphia. When I heard about that I-95, I looked to see where the area was, and it is a place that's a major artery to get in and out of the city. It is going to affect the traffic flow there big time. People are going to have to find other routes if they can. They're going to have to leave earlier. Rebuilding it's going to take a bunch of time, even though they're going to demolish this part of the bridge. And what's interesting is supposedly it was structurally sound, and it was constructed, that part, only 10 to 12 years ago. Yeah. It is structurally sound for, oh, maybe a decade. How long do you think the delay will be? Well, since I'm not working on the structurally unsound southbound portion of I-95, what they're projecting is a couple of months at least. That is probably going to be a couple of months. And it's very crazy. They said it was like a sinkhole. Like if you were driving, you hit a really big pothole and the entire road just sank 6 to 12 inches. That's what it looks like. It's that bad. And that tanker was carrying 8,500 pounds of gasoline. Wow. Pounds. 8,500 gallons of gasoline. And he tried to navigate a left-hand turn after he got off at what they call the Cottman Avenue off-ramp on I-95, and he lost control of it. The tanker fell on the side and ruptured its own tank. And then, of course, with that amount of fuel, you know, it just, boom, it just ignited. And the steel beams had no chance on that overpass and just absolutely collapsed. This one is from Mary, who says, hey, Kate, I want to talk about something else that I think is so sad. I don't know if you watch Wheel of Fortune, but Pat Sajak announced that he is retiring. I guess he's coming back for one more year. Yeah, he deserves the rest, right? 41 seasons. It's so strange when I can like measure my great grandparents watching Wheel of Fortune and other people in my life watching Wheel of Fortune, and it's just an iconic show. Whether you watch it or not, you certainly know it. So he confirmed in a tweet that the time has come. He's decided that's it. 41 is going to be my last. And he said it's going to be a wonderful ride. I'll have more to say in the next couple of months. And he said, many thanks to you all. And he said a funny thing. He said, if nothing else, it'll keep the clickbait sites busy. Now the question is, who's going to replace him? I guess he's going to be a consultant on the show for 3 years after he's done hosting. His daughter's involved in the show. You know, maybe somehow she gets involved in this. Some suggest, although this, I don't know that I would see this happening, that Vanna White would switch to the host and his daughter would turn the letters. I have no idea. I have no idea what they're going to do. But, wow, what job security to jump on the wheel in 1981. And he was picked by Merv Griffin. He was the show creator. He was picked by him. And when Wheel became syndicated, it became so popular almost immediately. He just became this well-known person, this iconic person, you know, solving the puzzles, making the money. That's the contestants making money by solving the puzzles. So what will they do? Who knows? Spin the Wheel of Fortune and find out. And then this last one is from Thomas, who says, Kate, happy Father's Day to all the fathers who listen to your show. Don't forget, it's coming up this Sunday, June 18th. That's right. Don't forget to call your father or spend some time with him if you are lucky enough to have your father alive and kicking. Thanks for all of your emails. You can email me day or night, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Guys, why settle for poor quality powder Yarko that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powder Yarko Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powder Yarko Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. We really love you and we're gonna get married.
Big month for June brides, right? But also, you know how there's a day for everything? I am amazed at, it's not just one thing. It's like 10 or 15 most days. You just call it a national whatever. So this is National Pet Wedding Week. Yes, National Pet Wedding Week from the 12th through the 18th. It is celebrated every week at the same time. And like I said, June weddings. So promoting love between two pets by sanctifying their union. And I'm so not kidding about this. People actually do this. I mean, the history of it, we don't even know. But there are ceremonies that are recognized by the National Pet Association of Ceremonies. Did you even know there's an association of ceremonies? There is. It's the only governing certifying body of a pet ceremony that recognizes, you know, those kinds of things. And listen, they're born to bred, right? Animal breeding. But this is a new thing. It is something to do, to recognize. The 1800s, people started to keep records of bloodlines and classify dogs into specific breeds rather than generic ones like a hunting dog, a herding dog, a lap dog. And the idea of the weddings sort of started to come about, right? That this is, could be a ritual. So I had to break the news to Guinness that I just am not going to let him get married. So my golden retriever will never hear that song. We will never spend money on a wedding for a dog, but people do it. They do it. Seriously, it is a thing. So there are other things happening throughout the rest of the week. And on the 13th, for example, there's a lot of Feast of St. Anthony. It's St. Anthony Day. That's normal. That's religious. They celebrated, Catholics celebrated all over the place. The Feast of St. Anthony is a big deal in Spain, for example. But did you also know that it is International Axe Throwing Day? Yeah, axe throwing. Have you ever gone axe throwing? Now it's a big thing that people do. It's always been kind of a sport or a hobby, but it's become a thing that really anyone can do in almost any suburb or city where somebody wants to make money on the whole new urban sport. I have done it. There's axe throwing clubs. I was okay. I wasn't good at first, and then when I used two hands, when I could push off the other hand, then I was just nailing it. I was nailing the bullseye. I was good. I had it. Instead of just smacking it with my right hand where it just the blade would hit the board and bounce off. So axe throwing, I bet, started with loggers. You know, that's probably what happened. And then it's become this global craze. And there's now axe throwing competitions. There's, like I said, the clubs and, you know, so on and so forth. It's really become a very big deal. You'll see people posting, especially if they do well, what they did with their axes. Look what I did. Look at the board. All right, this is another interesting one. I'm going to throw this out here. National Call Your Doctor Day. Are you kidding? Call your doctor? Can you actually get a doctor on the phone? I don't know. That seems so foreign to me. That's not what you do. Usually you have to do it through the internet. But in all seriousness, this has become the thing of, like, the well woman exam, to just review your health, make your appointments. And this became something that got started back in, gosh, like 1921, they say, they started to talk about that it's Call Your Doctor Day. If it gets more people to call their doctor and get checkups, then, hey, it's a good day, right? So I just thought I'd throw a few of those out there. I mean, you look at the list, and it's just crazy that there's like Superman Day. It's Superman Day. It's, you know, National Email Week. Yay, National Email Week. What? Yeah, I don't like weeding through my email, so I'm not going to say I'm happy to celebrate that. But there you go. I thought it would be funny to go through the list, and I had no idea that the list has grown and grown and grown and grown. All right, Des, we have a couple of minutes left in this hour of the show. A couple of things worth mentioning here. And it's about money, money, money. And the money, money, money dealio is, how about J.P. Morgan? They settled with the Jeffrey Epstein victims because they're intertwined with this. There was a class action lawsuit. Of course, we know the story. He was arrested in 2019 on federal charges accusing him of paying underage girls hundreds and hundreds of dollars in cash for massages, then molesting them in his homes in Florida and New York. And then he was found dead in July, or not July, on August 10th of 2019, and a medical examiner ruled his death a suicide. So this lawsuit filed in a Manhattan federal court at the tail end of last year sought to hold J.P. Morgan financially liable for Epstein's decades-long abuse of teenage girls and young women, and the terms weren't disclosed. And in fact, the bank just released a statement saying the parties believe the settlement is in the best interest of all parties, especially the survivors who were the victims of Epstein's terrible abuse. But there's still legal work, litigation left over between the U.S. Virgin Islands and J.P. Morgan Chase because of the island that he bought there. And they're saying in the suit that they knew what was going on. And they just looked the other way because he was taking out large sums of cash. And they knew about the practices. And both lawsuits were filed after New York State in November had enacted a temporary law letting adult victims of sexual abuse sue others for the abuse they suffered, even if the abuse happened a long time ago. The CEO of J.P. Morgan testified he never heard of Epstein and his crimes until he was arrested. Then he knew who he was. But there was somebody who worked there who knew Epstein really, really well. So he was the one who got his business, and therefore that was how they really went after J.P. Morgan and just decided, okay, here's the settlement. We're settling, and that's it. We move on from this because they don't. For them, it just means more money that goes out the window while they go down a very difficult lane that's not going to pay off for them, and they knew that. So that's the easy explanation of it, right? Lawyers were smart. How do they get the Epstein money for all these young women who were totally trashed and abused by him? And that's exactly what they figured out how to do, attach it that way. And it worked. It absolutely worked. I found something out from somebody the other day about cruises, because cruises are popular. They launch in areas all around me, and they did when I was in Texas, too. But I guess that there's this weird superstition thing that people do when they take cruises. I had no idea about this. What would be the superstition on a cruise? I don't know. Pack your life preserver in case the thing tips over? No. The thing that people do is they bring a rubber duck and they put the rubber duck, they hide the rubber ducks on the ships for good luck and for fellow passengers and crew to find. Just spreading joy to strangers. It's like the rock thing, right? You just put the rocks out. You ever find a painted rock that somebody left that says happiness, joy, smile? I've found a couple of those. On that note, I'm going to be shopping for a couple of rubber ducks. I'm going to say be safe, be happy, my friends, and remember, this is the way.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.